Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Tired of financial headaches? Are late nights spent balancing books instead of building your business? You need Labora Lee Bookkeeping. We take the stress out of your finances. Labora Lee Bookkeeping offers expert solutions for all your needs: precise bookkeeping, efficient payroll, and comprehensive tax preparation. We empower small businesses with accurate financial insights, helping them make smart decisions and achieve greater profitability. Stop stressing and start succeeding. Contact Labora Lee Bookkeeping today for a free financial assessment. That's Labora Lee Bookkeeping. Get back to business.
What if the background music in your business could do more than just fill silence? What if it could actually increase sales, build customer loyalty, and define your brand? Our mission is simple: to help businesses like yours succeed by harnessing the strategic power of sound. We believe the right music can be a game changer, and we're going to prove it.
Copyright disclaimer under Section 107 of the Copyright Act 1976. Allowances made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, and research. Fair use is a use permitted by copyright statute that might otherwise be infringing. Disclaimer: the views and opinions expressed in this video and on the Ambitiously the Podcast YouTube channel do not necessarily reflect the opinion of our and Ambitiously the Podcast YouTube channel. All topics are for entertainment purposes only. TVMA viewer discretion is advised. All commentary is alleged.
We had a little bit of technical difficulty just a second ago. I don't know what's going on, but hey, welcome to the show. It is me, your girl, Labora Lee, a.k.a. Kat Lee Wu. And
you have now tuned in to Ambitiously the Podcast.
Welcome to the show. Today is Media Monday. Today we are on the Gabby. We got a few things to talk about. Some of this, some of that. Some cool, Some a little crazy. A little mixture of everything. So we're going to get into that in a second. But before we get into all of that, do what it says at the bottom of the screen. Join the conversation. You can do that by calling in. The number is 443-551-5963. 443-551-5963. You can call in. You'll be live on air. You can send a text. It will be read out loud live on air. You could drop a comment and it will be on the screen and also read live on air, because that's how we get down. But yeah, join the conversation. Listen, there are a million ways that you can get in contact with me. Here are a few. All right, I'm gonna give it to you. 1 second. Here are a few of them. All right. You can get in contact me by any of these with me by any of these means. I don't know what's going on with Facebook. But okay, wait. I might be able to fix it. But that's crazy. But anyway, while I'm fixing that. Yeah, you can get in contact with me any of those ways. I think I fixed that. I don't know, y'all, but we're going to hope I did. Anyway, you can get in contact with me by any of those means. But if you really want to get in contact with me, contact@ambitiouslyent.com. contact@ambitiouslyent.com. Or you can hit us up at ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Yeah, any of those ways. For right now, it's probably about to be some more because we got things going on. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. And while you're over there, join the coffee community. I'll explain more, a little bit more about the coffee community in a little bit. But just for right now, just go over there and do that. Like, share, and subscribe. Well, not doing it properly, sorry. Let me do it the right way. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and subscription. And we greatly appreciate those in advance. So, you know, thank you. But yeah, do all of that. Okay. Think we've gotten everything. Oh yeah, well, we'll talk about him a little later. Think we've gotten all of those things. Yeah, they are. And that's how I know the audio is good. That crazy work. So every night, hold on. Every night Doc lets me know that I'm good or not good, one or the other, visually and, you know, on the audio tip. And then he says, crickets in full effect. Yes, they are. But I'm ready. Anyway. So, now that we've gotten that out the way. Listen, there's a lot going on right now, and I want to talk about it. Well, a lot of shenanigans, really, but they set it up for me to be nosy this way, so I'm a B, so I'm a B. Let me see. Listen, I'm ready, Doc. Ain't nobody. Yes, baby, it's meeting Monday. I don't know who they think they playing with, but I'm ready. I'm ready for war. Around this piece. But anyway, let's get to what we need to talk about. I'm ready. I just need them to know. Okay. I think I'm going to start with so many places I could go right now. Let's go here real quick. Okay. That wasn't the one I wanted, but let's see what we could do real quick. All right. First, we're going to talk about, shocks, some more stuff that popped up on there. I might switch out some stories real quick. Anyway, I had a place that I wanted to be, but let me see how we can break these little situations down. Hold on. I might be able to swing it. talk about some of these situations that's going on in the world as soon as I find. Okay, I got it. Anyway, so here we are. We have this young man and this young woman. They fell in love, but prior to them falling in love, she was betrothed. I don't know if I want to say she was already betrothed to another. I want to say she had a situation where, okay, y'all, I'm sorry. I know this is crazy. I know, but I'm trying to get us right. She had a situation where she started messing with this dude, but, and open the door. Hold on, y'all. I love you too. I'm sorry. That was my daughter, and she had some questions, but she didn't know I was at work. Anyway, yeah, she had a situationship. Well, I don't even want to call it a situationship because they were very much a couple. You feel me? They were very much a couple. I don't know how long. Okay, I'm good. I'm where I need to be now. I don't know how long I could say it was a couple, but in that situation, she had a child with the person that she was with. And then she got with the other person later. Now, people have things, words that they want to say about what type of man this man is, and I'm going to get to that in a minute. But there are some things that could be said about her behavior that I don't really necessarily agree with either. And I'm going to tell you why in a minute. But let's get to it. This young lady, of course, if you don't get it by now, her name is Sierra. She legally adds Russell Wilson to sign with Future's last name. That's why I have some choice words for this situation. I'm gonna get to everything, though. But Sierra signed with the rapper Future is legally a Wilson. The singer added Russell Wilson's last to her eldest son's legal name. So Sierra and Russ hit the U.S. Open this weekend with their kids. But when Russ posted a shot of Sierra and the family from the stands with the caption, Mrs. Sierra Wilson, Future Wilson, Sienna Wilson, fans zeroed in on Future. Okay, we don't need to get into all of that. Here's the thing. I don't agree with that activity, even like, I still think the boy is really young, you feel me? And too young to be involved in that type of decision. Now, when he gets older, if he feels like Russell was more of a father than his actual father is, let him make that, you know, that his own decision. Because there will be a time where he can go and legally change his last name. But for you to take that action is a little crazy as a woman. As a woman. Why? Because of the friction that it causes between a son and his father, his biological father. And no, everybody don't get it right, girl. Like, things be happening And I ain't gonna lie, I don't want to sound sexist because I hate to sound sexist. I'm not genderist either. I tell you all the time, there is no gender baiting over here. Sometimes men do stuff, but in terms of children, whatever they did, it is my belief. This is my personal belief. It is whatever they did. One thing you should never do is tarnish the relationship between child and father, especially son and father. You don't know what kind of, like, I just don't agree with that. Like, don't do that. You feel me? But now here's to another point. For all the people who are out here talking about Russell Wilson is a simp and da 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 da, I don't know verbatim what their relationship, you know, what's going on with Future and all of that, and her and the son and all of that. I just know the little things that I know. But him stepping up because he loves a woman and wants to be with this woman, and she has a kid that she presumptively, I don't know, but she's raising that son by herself at that particular moment. When it's early, but we don't know what Future is doing right now, or if they have a relationship at all. But he fell in love with a woman who had a child. And because of that, they're a package deal. He can't separate the child from the mother from the child. Like, that's when he got with her, he knew she had a child. So he stepped up like he should. If he really want to be with her, if he really want to deal with her, she has a child. I mean, what the hell? Like, I've heard so many stupid comments lately that have just made me really angry. Like, really? Really, though? Really? It is complicated because the public doesn't really know. They don't know. Nobody really knows. You feel me? But at the end of the day, you calling that man a simp because he stepped up to be with a woman and she already had a child, and then he later had children with her himself. You feel me? Like, you can't down that man because he stepped up. That is a stand-up good man. That's a good man, Savannah. Like, how dare you? Some of y'all are some clowns. Real talk. I just want y'all, it's some of y'all out here that are some real clowns. Like, that's a stand-up man. He doing what he's supposed to be doing. He in love with a woman. They provide for their family. And that, yes, includes her son that she has with Future. That includes all of them because he is a part of her. Shut up, Savannah Ho. Oh, no, you had to watch Waiting to Exhale to get that reference. But my bad, I'm sorry. Everybody has not seen that movie, but that's the part where Whitney Houston talking to her mama about the dude that her mama cool with because he always be doing stuff or whatever, like, and playing with Savannah. Savannah is Whitney Houston character. He always be playing with her heart, and finally she was tired of it. He go to her mama first. Finally, she got tired of him. Was like, her mama was on the phone like, that's a good man, Savannah. Anyway, watch the movie, then you'll get the reference. Anyway, but I don't condone the name change thing, but to each his own. That is her son, and she is responsible for her son, and she got to take care of her son, but that's not something that I would personally do. I would let my kid make their own decision later on down the line. Like, do they want to do that? You know, let them make their own decision. You stay out of it. And when they grown, then they decide that they want to do that, then bam, they do it, whatever. Then we don't got no beef. let's get into this mess right here. So as you know, hopefully you know, yeah, Doc, I knew you wouldn't get it because that's a chick flick. That's a chick flick. Sorry that we have categories, but we do. Most men don't be like, I'll sing Waiting to Exhale. That would be categorized as a chick flick. Anyway, don't get into this. I watch them all. I watch gangsta stuff all. So as we all know, Young Thug got caught out there running his mouth on the phone a couple different times to a couple different people, talking about people while he was locked up. One of those people was the young lady, Glorilla. So he is apologizing to her. So basically, he did say that she was ugly. It was on a call. It was ridiculous. But on the phone call, he talks about her looks on the phone to his girlfriend, Maria the Scientist, which is crazy because Maria the Scientist and Glorilla are cool. But he says that she is ugly as, you know, beep. Word on the street lately, though, when it come to all of that, Mariah the Scientist has broken up with him because of all this jail call shenanigans that's been going on. The first thing was that he got caught talking about Kendrick Lamar. We're going to talk about that young man last. But that was the first leak. He got caught talking about Kendrick Lamar on the phone. But really, he was hating because he wanted Kendrick Lamar to get on his record. Kendrick Lamar ignored his ass. And that's crazy because I've been hearing this a lot lately, and I have to agree because then that makes sense for a lot of the lyrics that is in them songs that Kendrick dropped on GNX and a lot of shit he was saying on, sorry, I cussed early, but whatever, on freaking Not Like Us. Euphoria, and so many levels to that shit. So Doc said he was in her phone and had a girl left my AL. Y'all was everywhere. I don't know what this. Because he did an interview, right? And I will say this: part of what he was trying to convey is very hard to understand. What he is trying to convey a lot of times. It's not like the brightest in the room, but part of what he was saying was he was in prison or jail, what have you. So because of this, you know, he was just in his feelings, so he was hating on it's basically what he was saying, you know, like, I was just being a hater because I was mad I was in prison. And probably because he missed all the action, even though I think he would have got smacked too if he would have joined in the festivities. But he also talked about other people. Talked about Gunna bad. He real mad at him. He talked about a lot of people, but one of them people was Glorilla. And it's unfortunate that, one, you would be talking to your girlfriend on the phone about this girl. She don't got nothing to do with you. She ain't trying to smash. You got Mariah the Scientist. Be happy. Pretty girl. Like, be happy with her. Glorilla, like, what the hell? Why are you bothering Glorilla and her looks? You ain't got to smack it if you don't want to. Nobody worried about all of that. So I get, but Then on the interview he did say like everything that he said about basically all the nudges, he basically said to their face or on the front, like they talked about it. And I really find that hard to believe. I do. I don't believe you talked to everybody about how you feel. I don't believe you told Kendrick, I don't like that you don't be trying to get on tracks with nudges. I don't believe none of that. Like, I don't believe that. You feel me? So, it's a lot of lies. A lot of lies. You lied. Kendrick, he wasn't even talking. He just talking about Drake now, was he? I mean, yeah, he wasn't just talking about Drake now. I don't know what. And the fact that she was crying a little bit don't really work for me either. Like, that's kind of low key. You a sucker. You mad at everybody but yourself for being stupid. And I need you to stop that. Let's get to this next one, though. Because I got it in the order in which I want it to be spelled out. You know, got a certain order that I want. I want to spell it out. Anyway, let's talk about Cardi B real quick. So I think we talked about this before, that she was in court and all that good stuff, and that the judges kicked it out of court. I just want to go through this real quick, because here's the thing. When you look at the plaintiffs, I think I did talk about this, but it's just making me, it's like a weird case. It's almost like comedy. Weird Dirty Mac, aka Pillow Talk. You feel me? Like, it is weird. Like, why aren't you even doing that? Like, none of the people had nothing. Like, really, well, they did have something to do with you, but like, why are you having these conversations that you shouldn't be having? And especially with your girl. But the crazy part is, neither one of y'all knew that they was listening, but they listened to every jail and prison call. So, what are we really talking about here? It's just stupid. It's just stupid. Your bridges are burnt. Nobody really going to be wanting to work with you now. But anyway, so this Cardi B case is kind of funny, because when I was looking back at a lot of the things that the lawyer was asking, it was just like, really, dude? Like, he asked a lot of non-relevant questions, even down to her wig. Yeah, I definitely talked about this before, but it's basically, and I agree, what you call it, a cash grab, like you trying real fast to try to get a quick buck, you feel me? That's exactly what this case sound like to me. Now, the situation was, this is while Cardi was pregnant with the last baby she just had. It's a cute little baby too. Adorable little baby. But anyway, she wasn't really talking about her being pregnant. She didn't really want people to know she was pregnant just yet or whatever. So she going to the doctors in the building. The lady is a security guard, not a bodyguard. She's a security guard. She spots Cardi. She gets excited, as most fans would. Oh my gosh, Cardi B. She followed Cardi into the elevator, followed Cardi off the elevator to where's the situation. Now, they on the floor where the doctor's office is, where Cardi is going. They get into an altercation because Cardi like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, why you keep following me? I get that. That would be probably my reaction, because like, what the fuck? What is your problem? She had restraint because she only fought her. She didn't take it where I probably would have took it, because that shit would have creeped me out. But they get the scrap and whatever. The security guard then tries to sue Cardi for $24 million. And really, she claimed her injury was a scratch. And I'm like, how did they ever think this was a lawsuit? Like, how did they think they was going to win this? Plus, We know Cardi B on her real one when it comes to these court cases. She was trying to get our money. So why would we ever... Why? How? I mean, every case must go to trial. You feel me? But how do we even get there for that to be a situation to talk? Like, how? All right, let's move on. How? Let me see. We got her. Bam. Bam. Okay. It's rolling out the way I planned it. Okay. All right. Let's get to this. You know what's unfortunate about this next story? Because the person we're about to talk about, oh no, I got switched to my phone. My battery just died on my mouse. That's unfortunate. Not the main mouse, but the mouse I was using. Anyway, yeah, that's okay. I love this gentleman. I don't want to say I hate him, but sometimes I have like a disdain for him at the same time. It's like a love and disdain relationship. And the only reason being is because, sorry, y'all, I got switched to my phone. My mouse died, and the charger for that is in the office / bedroom. you would think I would work in here. No, sometimes I got to switch. I switch out so I could be comfortable. Anyway, I have disdain for this man sometimes because of... maybe his arrogance and bulldoggish ways sometimes they might irk my soul just a little bit. Just a tad bit. But I love him because really underneath of it all, he really is a freaking genius. You feel me? Like, it's just all the other stuff getting in the way. And I've also did my math and... what I also clocked it to is the fact that he's also from Harlem. And I always try to take that into account because I know a few people from Harlem. One of them happens to be the father of my child. They have a certain arrogance and air about them. They can't help it. It's just in them to be like that. And I don't care... like, it's just in them to be like that. Like, they gotta... and I feel like with Dame Dash, that's part of what gets in his way a lot of times. But recently, he is claiming that he hit rock bottom and has filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcies. He says that he's starting down 8 figures of debt. He's staring down 8 figures of debt, but only has a few grand in assets and only $100 in cash. I think this is why, partially why Ayn Rivera was saying, because we just recently talked about what Ayn Rivera feels about Jay-Z leaving Dame down bad, like how he leaving him. But this Dame Dash's story is always crazy to me, but listen to this real quick. Listen to this. So according to the court documents, 54-year-old Dame Dash estimates his he's currently in the hole with somewhere between 1 to 49 creditors. Jeez Louise. And only has a certain amount of assets valued at $4,350 versus $5,200 in monthly expenses. And over $25 million in liabilities. Over. Probably, I say just, we might as well round it up to 26,000. Really. 26 million dollars in debt. Now, one of those people he says he owes money to is Josh Weber of Muddy Waters Pictures, LLC, who was in a lawsuit with Dame Dash stemming from their failed Dear Frank film. Oh, man. Listen, I love this man because really low-key, he is a genius. His like, he can come up with some genius ideas and they could pop, but the level of arrogance that comes through is crazy, and this is probably the most humbling experience for him right now. It has to be humbling. I can't even, I be broke and be humbled. So I know he was once rich, filthy freaking rich. I know this has humbled him a lot. Because it's like, not the saying working itself out. They say, the old folks say, and I don't know about in other communities, but in the melanated community, the same people you see going up is the same people you'll see going when you on your way back down. And it's unfortunate. I don't know what to say. Like, I can't personally be like, well, Jay-Z should help. Well, I can't tell a grown man what he should be doing with his dollars. Like, I'm not pocket watching unless the pockets is has something to do with my pockets. You feel me? But at the same time, I feel like maybe in this situation, grown men is being grown men. This is Dame's situation, not his. So I don't feel like he bears responsibility for. No, the Rockefeller situation didn't go too well, I guess. Everybody feel how they feel about who was to blame for that breakup. But that didn't go well, so they didn't, like, it wasn't like they left the best of friends all chummy. Hey, bro, I still love you. That's not how that ended. So for that expectation, it's crazy. But I don't know. Because they was calling each other best friends. You could at least send a card. I'm sending a nigga a card in the mail with like a couple of $100. I ain't saying you gotta give him millions, just a couple, just to get him by, you know. That's enough to get him by. Anyway, but I don't know. This is, I didn't see that going the way that it went, you know, with Dame Dash and all of that. Like, but again, also humbling yourself. Humble yourself. Because you're not necessarily, going to be on top forever. Like, you're not necessarily going to have the same audience or the same crowd watching you. And if you burn a lot of bridges, it's impossible to find that pocket to get back to where you want to be. You feel me? I don't necessarily say let people play with you, but I do say, like, you know, you got to be able to be diplomatic at times. And I think that played a big part in why that situation looked like how it does right now. Because he was not necessarily trying to play the diplomatic game in a lot of situations. Some of them situations we saw with our own eyes. I did. Choke No Joke gave you a whole lot to look at. You don't know who I'm talking about or what I'm talking about, just go watch, find Choke No Joke, and probably like, I think it's called The End Days of Rockefeller. You can go look that up and you can see how he was behaving towards the end. So that's why I said I can't necessarily say that that was all on Jay-Z. You feel me? There's a lot of crazy stuff going on. But anyway. So, it's time to talk about Patty Boots. Sorry. Petty Boots, a.k.a. Baby Caligula, a.k.a. Little Boots, a.k.a. Drake. This is who we about to talk about, so you know. These are the two of the names. Well, yeah, two of the names I gave him. He's been known by Petty Boots by various people, including my partner and good dot. But I call him Baby Caligula and Little Boots, right? One of his guarantee would be when this whole thing with Kendrick started, this young man was on his side and Academics was on his side, right? And they was riding for him heavy, like real heavy. Now, gradually, things have changed. But if you don't know, Drake released several new songs on his 90 Minute Iceman vlog, and his homeboy, one of the ones that loved him the most, Kai Cenat, is telling millions of his people, and he has a very large following, but millions of people, the track sucks, and it was the biggest waste of time of his life. That's what he had to say about it, which... yeah, I can see that. Don't think all caps are aggressive. Kai thought the songs were so bad, he threw a temper tantrum and bombed the tracks with his infamous Undertaker gong song. Listen. Word on the streets, this word on the streets, and these Gad Beat streets, baby, and these Gad Beat streets, is that a lot of people said it was trash. I'm also in these Gad Beat streets. Word on the streets is some of his favorite people, you know, the people he used to love so much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm not on his side anymore. But in all fairness, I really think that some of the things that he was doing is the reason for that. And that's why, like, Academics was riding so hard for him. Drake has never been on his show. He's invited him. Drake has never came to this man's show. Caligula type behavior. Kai Cenat never went on his show. Tell him he gonna call in and they gonna do all kinds of stuff. It never happens. And then he does link up with the white girl. I'm sorry, y'all. Was a little sick yesterday. Got a hot toddy and I should have waited until after the show. I mean, but I'm drinking it now. So don't make me no mind. Anyway, but was supposed to get on the stream with him. It never happened with Kai Cenat. It never happened. Like, he just kept playing with all the people of color he kept playing with. But he did not play with that little car. He finding that little Caucasian girl, by the way. So now I gotta stay tired of being played with and used and mistreated. But that goes back to Kendrick's point. You feel me? Like, you use people until you can't use them no more, and then you discard them. And that's a bad way to live, man. That's a bad way to live. Then you got Rick Ross out here agreeing and says that Drake is mad at Kendrick. Drake is mad that Kendrick put the belt to his butt. Or to that ass. Not to his butt. All right, so Drake hit Rick Ross with a zinger about having fake jewelry that flew over Bobby, the Bobby Orloff's head, but Rosé caught it and is firing back by rubbing the battle with Kendrick and Drake's face. Like, it's hard to be trying beef with other dudes now, and that nobody taking you serious. So Bobby is the girl that Kendrick is doing the show with right now, by the way. I mean, Drake is doing the show with, by the way, now. Like, that's who he chose to give his. And it's crazy because you in the hip hop world, like, you don't sit in no hip hop environment to go somewhere where it's not hip hop. If anything, she probably like listen to pop music or whatever. But and maybe some rock and roll. But she don't strike me as the type to really like, oh, I love hip hop so much. It's the best. It's the best. All of that to say this last thing. I don't even need this to say it, but I'm going to just pull it up anyway because it's extraordinary. Through all of that Patty Boots went through, all of the craziness, all of the toils, all of the retardedness, court cases, bars exchange but didn't deliver. I think this was something he was not ready for. I don't think a lot of people was ready for what was about to go down with this young man, Kendrick. But he officially has won his second Emmy. This one he won for his Super Bowl performance. Yeah. You know that one? Yeah, that one. So here's what we got. He won his second primetime Emmy on night two of the Creative Emmys, which were presented on Sunday, September the 7th at the Peacock Theater at LA Live in Los Angeles and LA. That's LA Live in LA. He won Outstanding Music Direction for the Apple Music Super Bowl performance halftime show, starring him alongside a co-nominee, Toni Russell. He won his first Emmy with the Super Bowl halftime with Snoop, Dre, Mary J, Eminem, 50 Cent, and Adam Blackstone. You see what I'm saying? But I know that, also Barack Obama won his third primetime Emmy for Outstanding Narrator for the for Our Oceans, a Netflix series. He previously won in the category for Working What We Do, What We All Do All Day in the Great and Our Great National Parks, also found on Netflix. Obama has now won more primetime Emmys than he has Grammys, which is two. Okay, so I just wanted to get that out the way too. I'm trying to find it. You kind of could have left this alone. You could have been like, I ain't got time to beef with this ninja. I'm going to go ahead and keep making and just ignore him. But you kind of baited him in and tried to trigger him in to do the thing. You told him to drop. You told him to do that. And now how does it feel that this dude has won 5 Grammys off this shit, won an Emmy off of this shit, like, it's crazy. He just then went an Oscar off of it. You feel me? Then he'd be an EGOT. But that's crazy. He could. I don't know. But that's crazy. And then that's just that's not even the big one. He been had the big one, which is the Pulitzer. You know what I'm saying? So, or Pulitzer. I don't start saying that properly, but that's the big one. And now he got all them. Oh, and then he got an MTV Music Award too. Same weekend. This has to be so embarrassing for you. I'm almost starting to feel bad for you, sir. I am. But I know I'm not, because I told you to listen to me and you didn't. But whatever, we'll get to that in a minute. We'll get to that a little later. We'll talk about that a little later. It is time for the Love Notes. I almost made an AI song for it. I'm thinking about it. I might do that. Have an AI song made up. Kind of get what I want. We're going to see what we work for it. I had one just for the Love Notes. Listen, anybody watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, I love you. Thank you. Or Rumble. I'm sorry. Oh, Rumble. I would never. Anybody watching from any of those situations, I love you so much. Thank you for watching. And if you're watching the replay, thank you too, man. Thanks. But it is now time for me to get to a certain section of the show that I give love to our listening audience, because our listening audience is our largest audience. They come from far and wide, across seas, across the pond, some would say, and they listen to this podcast. And so I just like to always make sure that I give them the proper love. Oh yeah. Doc told you it's time for the Love Notes. Because they are love notes. I'm giving love. How do we come up with the name Love Notes? I used to call it Love Doc. I used to call it Show Notes. I was never calling them Show Notes because they weren't Show Notes. It was love. We bicker. Then we came to a compromise because what we realized is there is no love without compromise. And so now we call it Love Notes. And it's love. It's love. I love y'all, man. These people are our listening audience, and they gotta get some love, man. They gotta get some love. I think this is the more recent one. Yeah, it is. Hold on, y'all. No, this is a violation. I don't even know what code this is, but this is definitely a violation. This gotta go. All right, let's go. Now I can do it. No, sir. It's love. It's all love. Shout out to everybody. I love y'all. But big love to my top six. The United States, the United Kingdom, China, Canada, Belgium, specifically Brussels. I love you. India, I don't feel like I said you, but you know I love you too. Boo-boos. Thanks. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, Kenya. Hi, babies. I love you. I'm sorry when I mess up, y'all. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what's going on. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, Czech Republic, Portugal, Morocco. Hi, babies. Thank you. I love you, too. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, and Latvia. Hi. Hey, y'all. Love y'all. Oh, my gosh. I love y'all. Man, as this list grows, it just always does something to me. So, excuse me. I'm not going to get emotional or anything, y'all. Greece, France, Denmark, Germany. Denmark, and Jamaica. I'm sorry, Jamaica. Here you go, doll. Take that with you. Man, I done messed up. Y'all, I love all of y'all, damn. I know I messed up a little bit tonight, but I'm not about to replay all of this. It's a lot of people. Oh, my gosh. You see the list. It's nuts. It's bananas, and I can't even right now. Welcome to a lot of... I want to say thank you to those who always come and check the show out. Like, always check the show out. And I know who you are, and I see it when I go look at the data, and I pay attention to those type of things. And I want to build something at the end of the day that, because I know that you guys are out there and you're watching, at the end of the day, that we all could be proud of, but certainly myself. Like, I want us all to be proud of it, though. Those who came, you know, started with us and keep coming back and keep showing love and stuff. Like, I want them to be like, yo, like, she made us proud. That's what I want at the end of the day. So I love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in and listening to this show. You're amazing. I know we have language barriers and accent differences, but I hope you get the gist of what I deliver. I hope. Let's get to what Doc has said. Doc has said, top flight, catch the vibes. A name is a legacy. Be careful changing it. I'm just saying, I don't feel like that's something she should, like, no. Leave that alone. Let that young man, if he decide when he, like, 18, like, I want, or even in his late teens, I say 16, 17, 18-ish, and he'd be like, I want to change my last name to my, to his last name, then fine. But I don't, that boy's father is still here. Like, he's very much a public figure. He know who his father is. Like, I don't think that was a wise decision. Anyway, Doc has said, worldwide, catch the vibes. Cat don't make mistake. Cat Lee woo make a moment. And be like that sometimes. How shit, y'all can't do make mistakes. Ain't nothing about cat perfect. Mm-mm, don't put that on me. That's a lot. That's a heavy burden, a heavy burden to carry. Yeah, I make all the mistakes all the time. I'm perfectly imperfect. Yes, I sure do, but that's okay, you know. One thing that I do believe in is if you stumble, don't fall. Just keep going. Like, I stumble all the time. The hell? Thank you, though, Doc, baby. But nah, Cat, she make mistakes, and Cat Lee Woo, she do too. Yeah, she do. But I love you, baby. Thank you for that. Doc said, hit that like button, tune in, live show, radio show, and get the app for sure, for sure, for sure. And with that being said, my name is Cat Lee Woo, and I approve this message. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I approve that message. Thank you, Doc B. Thanks. Yeah, I stumble sometimes. It's cool, though. Nobody out here is perfect. Like, and to think that is crazy. Now, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I'm about to spill a little. I done spilled they beans. I'm gonna spill mine a little real quick, and then I get out of here. But listen, it's a lot of decisions I've been making in my life this year. My birthday is at the end of the month. I can't believe it. It's crazy. Well, I can't believe it. I have one every year, but just how fast the time flies. Anyway, and so in my mind, I'm not dealing with other people's shit at this age. Like, I gotta deal with my own shit. I'm not dealing with other people's attitudes, bullshit. If I see some flags, I'm probably gonna be like, nope, and try to go the other way. But at the same time, certain situations have presented themselves within this last year right here that they just baffle me. And I don't know what to do with them. I'm trying to figure it out, but I just don't know what to do with them. So Cat Lee she not perfect by far. Never will be. Hell, I make mistakes all the time. I make bad decisions. Not many. But I have made bad decisions. Right now, I'm kind of like, nope. that don't look, you know what I mean? That don't look too high. I'm over here. I'll leave that over there. But I've made bad decisions. I've made decisions that confuse my damn self. Like, I ain't perfect. That's a heavy, heavy load. It's already a heavy burden to carry right now with my own. You know what I mean? Nope. But I'm not in that lane right now. And so I think because I have been so, right now I'm really, really focused on career and longevity and where things could possibly go, like if I work hard enough and I build it, that when it comes to my own personal life, it's weird. And I promise you that I'm in the space right now where I really like be trying to push people. And I saw that today. And so I think I need to get it together on that. And I don't know, but I saw me doing that today. Like, if you don't get the fuck away from me type vibes. And it's unfortunate because I know the person really don't mean no harm. And they might actually really like me. But I don't know, man. I'm scared of that love shit. It scared me sometimes. Yeah, but thank you for my blank dot. Thank you. I'm afraid of that right now. People are weird. Anyway. But been working hard, getting some things done right now. So far, we got three content situations. Not all me, though. This is the beautiful part. Other different kinds of content. We got sports content coming, like I told you. We have, and that's not, I'm not on the camera, none of that. This is this person. But we work some things out for network sake and business sake. So that's that. Of course, we got Rukasey. I've been trying to get him to branch off and do his own thing because I need him to. But I'm still, you know what I mean? We still team. I want him to start doing his own show and streaming live himself. And because I got a vision. I don't know if my vision going to come true, but I got a vision for that young man. I'm not going to jinx it, but I'm just saying I got a vision for that young man. So, and then myself. So, that's 1, 2, 3. And some other things working out. It's going to work it all. It's going to work. It's going to work. It's going to work. It's going to work itself out. And I'm very happy with the direction we're going right now. So, yeah, I've been on my grind. I've been on my grind. I'll tell y'all more as we go. also went to a family reunion this weekend. It was fun until the rain came. This is why I'm drinking this. So now it's time for me to get into the things I need to get into because, yeah, I'm drinking that. You dig? Time for me to say the things that I need to say at the end of every evening. First things first. Mind your business. Everybody's business is not your business. Some people's business is their own business. Let it be their business. Except for me, my day where I come and tell everybody's business because I'm nosy and I want y'all to be nosy with me because it's fun. Okay? That's why this happens. It's happening. I try not to tell people's business, but, you know, sometimes it's warranted. It's never intentional, though, but warranted. Wanted. The wiretap, I'm definitely telling your business, especially if you have a court case. And I can pull it. And I'm pretty good at it, pulling court cases. And I can pull it. And your freaking stupid, depraved, foul, sinister, heinous, a dumbass, diabolical, a jackass. I'm just trying to think of all the things I could just dirty, nasty, disgusting, filthy, I don't know. I gotta throw Dot word in there real quick too, because he's not here to say it. Insidious. If you're any of those things and you have a court case, I'm reading it. You shouldn't be that way. I'm gonna read it, and my partner, Good, probably is gonna help me read it too. You shouldn't be that way. I'm definitely reading it though, cause yeah, and I'm gonna talk about you along the way. Yeah. I'm wired. We got one coming up. Actually, Doc, I don't know if you're going to be here this Wednesday, but I need to send you this link for this film because I want you to watch it and I want to review it. The reason being is because we're going to be setting something up real soon for a smoke break. So, yeah. And so I want you to see the film beforehand so you can know what's up. But that will be this Wet and Wired. We're going to sit down and have a discussion about this film. But usually, normally, it's our business. Nobody else, we don't tell anybody else's business. It's just our own. If you happen to make it, it's coming. Be patient, it's coming. I can't just be putting stuff out and not be prepared for what I'm putting out. But if you do happen to make it on the episode of Cattails, I'ma just say, shut up. Don't say nothing while nobody knows you. Everybody be cool, safe, and good to go. And if you do happen to decide to run your mouth on the internet or approach me, which I don't even recommend. I don't. Then that's when they'll know, because you say something on the internet, they know it's you because you said something. If by chance, and they only know it's you because you said something, because I change everybody's names. And if by chance you happen to give me a ring to have something to say about the things that I said, I'm going to expose you then, because you had no reason to call me. You understood what the situation was and why it's the way it is now. From me telling the story, I didn't say your name. So you say something to me, then I will expose you. And you don't want that. As Doc would say, hit dog or holler. Go ahead and holler, bitch. I'm ready. Just want you to know it. But other than that, mind your business. Safe way to live your life. Very safe way to live your life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love your babies. Hug your babies. Adore your babies. Oh, encourage your babies. That's my baby about to go to high school. I can't believe it. Can't believe it. We got to make high school choices now. Select schools for my child to go to. We in school selection mode. It's crazy, but it's good because she all the schools that she want to go to, high educational programs and all that good stuff, and she could get in. It's wonderful. This is why I say love your babies, hug your babies, encourage your babies, and tell your babies that they to go so they can always strive for excellence. I ain't saying push them to the limit. I'm saying encourage them, help them out, make sure they know that you got their back and you there for them. Let them babies know that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all times. They need that love. They need that encouragement. It is your job to do that. Let them babies know. I promise you, you won't regret it. They're going to grow up and you're going to be like, oh my goodness, look what I raised. That's fulfillment enough. Look who I raised and look what they turned out to be. Look how awesome they became. That's reward enough. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, or whatever they do at NASA. I don't know. I know you need to get yourself a telescope, a good one. Put it together, because it does require a little bit of assembly. Not the kind that you look through your neighbor's windows with you perv. I'm talking about a good one. Comes with lenses, scopes, beams, apps, if you get one like mine. Hi, Nat Geo. But get a good one. Put it together. Go outside with your kid and discover something. You never know. You might discover a comet, a meteor, an asteroid. Oh my gosh. All of which I hope are going past you. Frightening. It's like a scary movie or something. A planet. a planet that they say is not a planet no more, but fuck them. I say it's a planet for life. Pluto is a planet. Sorry. I know y'all say it's a star, and then it's not a star, it's a dormant planet. It's just a planet, okay? I don't have time for all these changes. Make me build a solar system and then change it around. That's crazy work. Crazy work. Oh, crazy work. Or you might run into a UFO. If by chance you do, this message is not for you necessarily, but for them. However they getting you, beaming you up or beaming you down and probing you. I do not want to go. Unless you got a planet better than this planet where I can have the most prosperous and happy life ever. I'm not signing up. I don't want to go. Okay. Now, I do have a neighbor. She's ripe for the plucking. You can get her, but leave me where I'm at. I don't want to be probed. I don't want to be banged up or down. Just get out of here. Anyway, but that message wasn't for y'all. That was for whatever. I don't know. Whatever it is. Listen, that wasn't for y'all. I wasn't for y'all. All right. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them you're best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator, engineer, whatever the hell else they do over there at NASCAR. I don't know. Never worked there either. But what I do know is that they have a need for speed. And at one point in time, the muscle car was king and forever will be, in my opinion. In my book, they will be. You know that saying, put the pedal to the metal. They was talking about muscle cars. They weren't talking about this fiberglass bullcrap that y'all driving right now. No, they wasn't. Not at all. They was talking about metal cars. You probably had a better chance of surviving in those cars back in the olden days. But anyway, they was talking about them. But whatever the kids want to do, just encourage them to be great. And I don't even care what age they are. Just always encourage them to be the best them that they can be. Real talk. Okay. Now that I've gotten that out the way, it is now. I love these babies. I gotta give them the love. They need it. They need it. But it is now time for your fair warning. So I guess I'll give it to you.
The following moments may contain explicit language.
It says may. I'm telling you for fact, it contains explicit language. Stay the fuck in your lane. Stay in your shit. Your shit is over there. Mine is over here. Stay in your shit. My shit ain't your shit. My shit is my shit. Now, if I let you in, cool. But otherwise, stay in your shit. Stay over there. Because if you don't, you're going to get something that you do not want. And it takes a long time for me to get there, but when I get there, ain't no stopping. It ain't, no, not until I stop saying red. Stay in your lane, please. Please. So that we can be friends forever. Stay in your lane. You jump in my lane, you're going to get something that you do not want. And I promise you're going to get a. Do not break the glass. Do not push the button, baby. Because if you do, oh my goodness, it's going to get super ugly. You're going to get her. She is not nice. She is not sweet. She is not kind. None of that. But she only comes when you keep pushing, like you keep poking her. So you want the smoke and you're going to get it. And that's what it is. You don't want her, baby. You don't want her at all. You don't want her. Hold on. Let me get where I need to be. I see it up there, Doc baby. There we go. Yeah, you don't want her. You want her. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly. Oh, yeah, she is. Oh, my goodness. And if you get her, you get a 2-for-1 special. 2-for-1. You get AU Big Purr, bitches. You get an AU Big Purr. You want the purr. You want the purr. Listen. If cat is purring, cat is a happy, happy, happy girl. AU Big Purr, bitches. You want the meow, you want the AU Big Purr, bitches, and you want the purr. You want all of that. You don't want that first one. I told you don't want her. And plus, what usually happens when you jump into somebody's lane is a collision. A collision. I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay in your fucking lane. And everything is cool, copacetic, calm, cool, calm, and collected. Stay in your lane. Yeah. Pick and choose your battles wisely, or else you're going to be out here looking like this guy. We're going to call him Small Fry because he got little boots. You're going to be out here looking like this guy. You don't want to be him. You don't want to look like him right now. You don't want to look like Young Thug right now either, because he's looking crazy out here in these gay streets too. I just say, pick and choose your battles. Every battle is not a battle for you to fight. Some battles you just got to be like, you know what? Cool. Have that. I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to keep it pushing, because really the reality is I'm trying to live another day to fight the war. But that dumbass don't get it. Of course he didn't get it. He played with fire and got burned. He flew too close to the sun and his wings and wax and shit melted. Just chill, you liar. But he said that he studied rap battles for 11. He studied hip hop. But if he did, then he would know that Mobb Deep told him a long time ago that there is a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. And that he can run, but he can't hide forever. And these streets that we done took, they said, Petty Boots, Baby Caligula, Little Boots, a.k.a. Drake, that you walking with your head down, scared to look you shook, because ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Mama say. They said that. And if you had studied, then you would know that you should worry about the war and not the battles. But you didn't realize it. You didn't get it. That's on you. Yeah, Small Fry. That's another one I'm going to add to the moniker for this young man. Small Fry. But he didn't listen. He never listened. And so we here now. That's where we at. Kendrick won Grammys off the shit. Emmys off the shit. And you out here looking stupid as fuck. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, that's why you gotta pick and choose your battles wisely. Worry about the war. Fuck the battles. You feel me? Like, not every battle deserves to be fought. Sorry to tell you, sir. But anyway, be you. Be amazingly you. Be authentically you. Be wonderfully you, be beautifully you, but be you. At the end of the day, be you, because that's all you got. And even if they say that they hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk, and the way that you dress, that's cool. The talk thing, you can help that. The walk and the dress thing, it is what it is. You're Canadian. I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to put it on him, but I mean, like, that's who they was talking about when those statements were made. You can't, but the talking thing, you can help. You sitting in court about some stupid ass shit that you played a part in, you could help that. You making up fake accents, you can help that. You just being a dumbass, well, you can't help being a dumbass, but the point is, just be you. Be amazing you. Remember, what they eat don't make you shit, and what you eat don't make them shit either. So, be you, babe. Can't make anybody happy. You can't. You can add to their happiness, but you cannot make them happy. So you just got to focus on your happiness, because happiness starts within. It don't start on the outside. I mean, with other people. It starts within. So you got to be happy with you first, and they got to be happy with them first. And then y'all can share happy juices. After y'all focus on your own happiness. I'm sorry. I'm crazy. But Listen, you came in this world by yourself. You're going to leave by yourself, even if you are a twin. Unless you're the other kind, you know, that one kind. I'm not a doctor, so I don't like to discuss it. But, yeah, you got to focus on yourself. You got to help others, and you got to be kind, and you got to be, you know, loving. But love you, too. Love yourself, too. It's very important. You don't love yourself. How are you going to give to somebody else if you have nothing to give yourself? Love you, too. And then remember this. No matter what you try to fix and make better, they ain't going to appreciate that shit. Fuck that shit, too. I should say that to this person. I could say that to a person right now because I don't know if they could ever, like, the things that I have an issue with, I don't know that they could fix it because that's just in their nature to be that way. You feel me? So I just say don't try to fix it. Like, just keep doing you, boo, and I'm going to do me. But some people just keep trying, I guess. I don't know. But I wouldn't focus on that. I'll just focus on what I gotta do. That's the most important thing. Although, let's just say, in this situation, I'm not all the way a bitch. I'm very helpful in a lot of endeavors. Still like being a friend. It's just weird. But anyway, yeah, just, you can't make them happy. So just focus on you. I told y'all, I think it's really the weird me because I'm so focused on business and career. It's just like everything else is like, oh, you're a distraction. at least I can admit it though. But yeah, you can't fix it, so don't worry about fixing it. Just keep on focusing on what you got going on. Now, I will say this. I want you to do this favor for me, which is dream. Dream big. Dream so big that your dreams exceed the universe, baby. Don't let nobody tell you you can't do it. You can do it. You can do anything you set your heart and your mind to. If you're focused and determined, it can happen. You just got to know that you can make it happen. You got to manifest that shit. But do that. And once you realize and visualize the dream, plan, execute. Because that's the only way it's really going to happen. That hard work and dedication plays a major factor in everything that you do and want to accomplish. So dream big and put the hard work in and, you know, you good, babe. You good. You good. You good. Anyway, y'all, it's time for me to get up out of here. I got to get ready for school tomorrow. And I got to get me some more medicine so I can be better for school in the morning and hopefully get a walk in before I get to work again. But y'all, I love y'all so much. Stay safe, stay out of trouble, and if you do get in trouble, just make sure you got a good ass lawyer, because that's what you're gonna need, babe. That's exactly what you're gonna need, a good ass fucking lawyer. But stay safe, stay out of trouble. And I will see y'all tomorrow. We have another show tomorrow called The Tap In. Make sure you tune in. Check that out. Any updates y'all need, I'll have them for you there. And all that good stuff. And I'm about to get up out of here. I am tired, y'all. I'm tired. Y'all ain't see that big ass yawn I gave y'all? Anyway, good night, y'all. I love y'all. Be safe. Stay out of trouble. Good night. I gotta go. I gotta go. I gotta go. I need to go to bed. I love y'all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.